Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
But to France now, where protesters have gathered across the country today to demonstrate against the government decision there to raise the pension age from 62 to 64. The government of Emmanuel Macron has narrowly avoided a motion of no confidence, I can tell you, but public anger is still very high about the way the new pension law was passed. He basically pushed it through. For more on this, I'm joined by journalist Sharon Gaffney from Paris. Sharon, you're very welcome to the programme. The background to this we know, but there's still an awful lot of tension, isn't there?
There is, and just literally in the last couple of minutes, the unions have announced yet another day of nationwide strikes and protests. That's going to take place next Tuesday. They're claiming that today, already, picking up pace somewhat. This campaign began in the middle of January. They're saying, the unions, that 3.5 million people were on the streets of France today. Now, the Interior Minister puts that figure at 1 million and says that 120,000 people were in Paris. Now, 26 of people, quite a small number considering 120,000 people. So 26 protesters arrested. Riot police still trying to clear the remaining protesters who have congregated outside the Opera building, which is in central Paris. Bins are being set alight. Of course, we've got tons of rubbish piled up on the streets, but people there are also hurling rocks and bottles, projectiles at police. And they say that there's up to 1,000 Black Bloc protesters. They are far left anarchists, essentially. They were involved heavily in the Gilets Jaunes movement as well, the Yellow Vest movement. But police say they've infiltrated the protests, a lot of them here in Paris particularly, and they say that they are to blame for a lot of those violent scenes. We saw them attacking a McDonald's shop, they're smashing windows. Then earlier this morning, passengers were actually, they couldn't get through to Charles de Gaulle Airport because protesters had kind of blocked off one of the entrances there. So
things are bad, even in a French context, things are bad protest-wise, and there's no sign of it abating, is there, with more, the unions planning more protests. What is the hope from Macron's point of view? Is he hoping that this will whittle away?
Well, we heard from him yesterday. He made his first public comment since this campaign began. In fact, he gave an interview on lunchtime television yesterday, and nearly 12 million people tuning in to watch that. Most of them weren't too impressed with what the president had to say. He's currently in Brussels for that EU leaders summit. But he was saying essentially that he's willing to accept being unpopular if that's the price that he has to pay to push through this legislation, because it's really, like, it's been a key pillar of his presidency. He was talking about this before he was even elected back in 2017. He's determined to push through. He says the protests are legitimate, but he says that he is not going to be withdrawing this legislation, unpopular as it is. And nearly 7 in 10 people here are opposed to this reform, this new bill. He says he won't be dissolving Parliament. He won't be sacking his Prime Minister. The bill itself, it technically becomes law when it is approved actually by the Constitutional Council. That's how legislation works here in France, but that's expected to happen in a couple of weeks' time. That will filter through, we presume. So as things currently stand, the president saying he's standing firm. The unions are saying, well, we're going to keep protesting. We've seen record numbers in Paris today, 120,000, as I say, and they're determined. I'm just looking at the images there of the rubbish piling up. I guess that's the most graphic thing we're seeing. Even those, the waste collectors, the municipal waste collectors, they've been ordered back onto the job, but they're saying that they're actually going to continue their strike until at least next Monday. Okay. So no sign of things, it's set to be, it looks like we've seen demonstrations the last couple of nights in Paris, really since the government survived those votes of no confidence on Monday. Definitely still looking tense as things currently stand. Right,
I think, by the way, you're talking, Sharon, we'll be talking to you over the next couple of days again from Paris to see how these protests, tense as they are going to
pan out. King Charles visiting as well. His visit is going to take place with all of this happening. He's going to be going to Versailles with President Macron on Sunday, which is not a great look optically. People aren't too happy about that.
Well, so he might ease the tension. He might ease the tension somehow. You never know. Sharon Gaffney and Paris, thank you very much indeed.